Capcom. Mel. And here's your host, Matthew Chorney.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another very special episode of Sidecast, hosted by yours truly, Keith the Robo Duke. The normal cast of characters is here. We got Matt, Tony.
Hi.
Johnny Capcom.
Yes.
Mel Gray.
Correct.
And Bob Gray.
Present.
There we go. The usual cast of characters. Bob's pretty much usual cast of characters by this point, I think. That's not even... It's
Happy
changed.
Now. He's officially the new member of the show.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, come on now. This is part two of our Space Kings adventure that I am your host for. So I'm hosting the episode and our game. Our assorted cast of characters on the last episode, Dewberry, Papa Antonius the First, Miles, what was it, Miles the what?
Miles the Monumental.
Yes, Miles the Monumental, if I remember
correct
is how it's spelled.
Yes.
And Batsumi Fujinami.
Yes.
Had all attended their 10-year college reunion, where everything was fine until food started vanishing off of the buffet table. Most significantly, a bowl of Sour Patch Kids. And suddenly, Dewberry herself got sucked through a portal which appeared beneath her chair.
Devoid.
And Miles jumped in after her very quickly, seeing adventure ahead, as I believe he is the adventuring type, being where the realm he's from, I'm sure, is full of adventurers as well.
Or misadventures.
Yeah, more misadventures. Everybody eventually went down in there because I know Batsumi went down there because there was some fruit on the tree and there was no fruit or anything he could eat available. And when everybody went down into the portal, there was a raptor attack. Miles showed off his magic skills by growing gigantic and fighting the raptors and whatnot. Afterwards, you guys discovered a spaceship/science facility nearby, following the trail of discarded candy and footprints. And one by one, you kind of... Batsumi snuck inside. I think everybody ended up sneaking inside, right? And kind of getting caught?
No, I paid my way in.
Oh, you made it in with Dewberry. You made it in.
We paid in unholy money.
Yes.
Yes, you guys did. You met the guy at the guy at the front was actually pretty amicable to you guys. You persuaded your way in.
I told him 4 years that would be worth a lot of money. So
yes, you paid him to like look the other way, basically.
Yep.
He was like, whatever. I don't give a crap.
I was just trying to find that other wizard.
Yes, you were trying to find the other
10 British pounds when I kidnapped the Queen of England.
Yes.
But you guys eventually snuck inside. Saw Batsumi and Miles were captured. In the process of this, you guys met Sam Snivelex, the evil, maybe not evil,
the douchey
snake.
Mad science snake.
Yeah, he's a douchey mad, that's perfect actually, Mel, douchey mad science snake, who through portal trickery escaped and unleashed a blue raspter upon you guys, but also opened the exit to the facility where you came in, but at the door is a portal, and he said, "I'm a fair sport. If you guys can make, you guys can run for the portal. If you don't want to fight this thing and you want to get out of here, go for it. I'm giving you a fair chance. Good luck, because he either wants you dead or off his ship, so he can also get the fuck out of here. So we, I already have our initiative order as to how this will all go.
And don't forget that I shrank down really small.
Are you still really small, or did you come back?
No, because
he did. He shrunk into nothing.
He shrunk. He didn't come
back. Oh, and you're still shrinking, right? Are you still, or you stopped it?
We were rolling to see if I was going to stop it, but you had some jokers in there. That's why I kept shrinking smaller.
Right, that's what happened originally. Yes, you're just kind of like shrinking. And the blue raptor popped out. But Batsumi, I think he broke his restraints, just kind of like...
Yeah, I'm free.
Yeah, I think you just busted out of him, like, Hulk style.
He busted out of him with his biceps.
Yeah, pretty sure he flexed those biceps
and pecs. He flexed, and they blew right off him.
Yeah.
Because, of course, they did.
Yeah, and, okay,
before we begin, Mr. DM, should we vote on an anti-joker tonight?
Did you guys use it last time?
I don't think we had one last time.
No, we didn't.
We did it. All right, then.
How do you know how many hero points you have?
Okay, so...
Keith gave us all one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you guys should still have one, because we never actually, like, closed out and did, like, a real closing to an episode, which is why I kind of, like, we'll do this bit, and then we'll do a little closing, and maybe then we'll record some more. All right, so... Let's pick up with Miles. So Miles, you as you are shrinking down out of your restraints, the world gets bigger and bigger and bigger to you. And as you keep continuing to shrink, as you can't get a hold on this magic spell, you can see this giant blue raptor with jelly-like gummy tentacles swinging off of its body, drooling, ferocious, and probably twice the size of the raptors you saw earlier, but now it's like 10 to 100 times the size as you are shrinking downward and downward and downward. And what do you have on you? What's on your person at this moment?
I'm just wearing my wizard robe and hat. Plus one. Of course, my biting spell book. I've got my twig wand and my bag of holding.
Okay, I'm going to do something then. So you're shrinking downward and downward and downward. And that's when you suddenly hear a voice in your head, but you know this as like a message spell. And you hear a voice come through in your head. You recognize this as one of the wizards from your realm. And you hear this voice come through in your head be like, Melith, how are you doing on your adventures? I just wanted to check in. It's me, Balthazar. And as you're shrinking and shrinking and shrinking, you hear this voice come in through your head. You can't
Hello,
respond.
Hello, are you there? Hello?
What is everything okay?
Well, let's see, you know, magic doesn't work right here. I don't know if you knew that or not, but now I'm shrinking, and I can't stop shrinking.
Oh dear, let me see if I can do something. I've got you right here. Hold on, I'm looking at my scrying bowl. Here we go.
Everything's getting pretty big now. I thought Benab was bigger before. Now it's even bigger.
As you hear the voice in your head, you suddenly. This, like, blue energy starts to, like, sparkly blue energy with, like, yellow lines through it starts swirling around you, and the spell starts reversing. And you hear the voice like, that's all I can do for now, I guess I'll check in later! And the voice vanishes away, and you start growing in size.
Fantastic.
Yes. That's what we call a deus ex machina to see if the cards will take care of you. And the cards took care of you, as did Balthazar. But that lets me do fun stuff later. So
you
you're
heard
gonna...
it here first, kids. God is the king of candy.
Oh, true. Yes. No, he...
Blue gummy candy.
Yeah, yes. He's been a more Mad Hatter-ish, but same difference.
That's fair. That's
fair. Same difference, but yeah, he's a character I use in my D&D game sometimes as a wacky interdimensional wizard. And well, you're playing a wacky interdimensional wizard, Bob, so I'm going to bring mine in as someone you know, and he saved your butt.
Well, there is like some kind of council of wizards that I have to check in with once in a while. So, I mean, you know, that's how it goes.
So of course you chased after that guy. You thought he might be one of the members of the Council of Wizards when you saw his coat.
Anybody, they're wizards. Where I'm supposed to look for wizards anywhere I go. And Fuzz, of course.
And what?
And Fuzz.
Right. Lonely Fuzz and so that's your mission. Lonely Fuzz and Wizards.
Yeah.
That's so good. Oh, most excellent. That's what I love playing this game. I feel like the more you play, the more you discover. So you are going to start growing in size. On your turn, you'll be your full size. And we're going to go into the order now for initiative as Papa Dewberry and Batsumi can see near the bottom of the slab where Milas was. There's this blue glow, and You can see he's getting bigger at a more rapid rate than he was shrinking. And I don't... Hey, it's up to him if he gets bigger. I don't know. If I flipped... I got two successes, so that means Balthazar was successful. If I got more than that or a Joker, yeah, then I would have made him start growing way too big. But...
Just growing now. That's what I'm doing.
So the raptor lets out a loud roar, flicking phlegm across the room. And Batsumi, you're going to be up first.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know if we're, like, if we've got time to take a vote or not. I would say I kind of want to stay here and fight this thing. And I want to go fight that other guy just because fuck him. And I'm pretty sure that fucking disappearing wizard kid, I'm pretty sure he's probably got something in that book that can get us at least halfway home. So if you guys want, if one of you guys has like a knife, I'm sure what you don't realize is because obviously I spent all my time on the baseball field when we were in that shitty college of ours. My actual academic leanings were in the artistic form. I studied acting, so I could, I could put on a little play to distract this raptor, and then one of you could just sneak up behind it and just shank the fuck out of it. If that sounds sounds like something you want to do,
sure. Go for it.
Well, I'm going to take out my, this is going to get a little bit hectic here, right? Because
I'll say if
you
want, like, there is, like, a scalpel on a table nearby. Like he was going to do something with you guys, so there is medical equipment nearby.
Well, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to reach with my right hand over to my left shoulder, and I'm going to turn to the monster. And in my native, my second learned language is Japanese. I'm going to tell the monster that I'm going to basically wreck its shit. And then what I do is I pull my my top off and I reveal a tattoo of a dragon on my back.
Yes!
And,
for sake.
I'm just going to say to you guys, try not to get distracted. I'll tell you about that later. But what I'm doing right now is a costume change. And what I do to distract the Velociraptor, whatever it is, is I replace my evening wear that I was wearing previously, and I put on a yellow jacket. And then I take a seat, and I stare directly at the raptor, and I say, I've drawn from Limerick, and I'm here to make 3 points tonight. You won't censor me again, Frank, okay? And first of all, listen, you're out here, you're saying about all this raspberry goo, and you're just saying how you want to steal it from us, and, you know, all I hear is misery, 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 the whole fucking way, right? And I won't fucking stand for it. And, like, another thing that, you might think I've forgotten about it, but I'm well aware that you had me on your podcast, and you gave me a 20-minute interview, and you just fucking shocked it, all right? You made me look like a cunt. I won't fucking stand for it. And once he gets done with that, I stand up and I walk across the space that I'm acting in, and I do the same thing again. I rip off the shirt to reveal my my dragon tattoo, and then I pull on a red shirt, and I sit pensively and I say, Why are you so obsessed with me? Don't you have a life, sir? Go and live it. There are poor people in Bat Limerick. Go and help the poor of Limerick. So that's what I did. I do a little.
You're doing a little one man Jerry Hannon,
yeah,
Frank
so
McCord performance.
I'm going back and forth doing that between the two to kind of distract the monster. So do you want me to do a flick to see? And I got a performance skill as part of my thing.
Yeah.
And because I got a perform plus one because I did the costume change.
What's higher, your charm or your presence?
Ooh, let me see.
In real life or in the character? Because it's definitely presence.
I would think it'd be presence because you're trying to distract him.
Okay, so my presence is 2.
Cool, what's your charm?
It is 1.
Yeah, do a presence, yeah. So it'd be charm plus perform. And have you taken any damage?
None.
You're healthy? Yeah, so then you'll flip one additional card as well.
So it's three for the perform. And what was it? One, two, three. Two, three. Okay. Ah, nothing but numbers.
All numbers. All right, well, you get up and you actually give this, as you did, a flawless recreation of the Jerry Han and Frank McCourt. What is that, like, interaction? Would you call it? What would you call that?
I would call it a squabble.
A squabble.
One second, real quick, guys. John, remember, you got burns to do and hero points if you want to use them.
Yeah, if you have any more drive, you can also spend a hero point to flip two more cards.
If I have any more what?
If you have drive, you can spend drive to flip additional cards.
Okay.
Or you can spend a hero point to flip two more cards, but you can only spend one hero point on an action.
Okay, I'll use the drive point to flip a card then.
Yep.
Cool.
And it's an ace.
Nice. So now, if you have drive left, you can spend more to flip more cards on this action, or you can take the one success.
No, I'll stick with an ace.
One success. Cool. So you...
Go ace.
So you give... What are your ultimates? What do you have under there? Just so I remember. Because I'll make sure we're using those.
Ultimates?
Yeah. At the very bottom.
Workout and knack.
And knack. Okay. Yeah. So for workout... Here, actually, we'll do that right now. Because I don't know. You gave yourself that bonus, right, for workout already?
No, I just used the... Because he's got, like, a... Basically, he's got a uniform change ability. so he can do the Yakuza thing where he, like, rips his shirt off.
Yeah.
And then changes in to perform, you know? So he puts on Jerry Hannon's jacket. And he sits in the crowd and he gives out to Frank McCourt, who he also plays.
I'm saying with your workout ability, though, at the beginning of the game, you get to choose one of these options here for your ability. So you can have your initiative can increase by two for the game. You can flip an additional card anytime you make a brawn action, or you can increase your dodge by two.
I'll do the core thing then, I guess.
Cool. So anytime you use brawn, you'll flip an additional card. But yeah, you do this whole thing, and the raptor, the blue raptor, is watching you, but it's just, it does the, like, sideways dog, like, like, it turns its head, and it's like, it's watching you, but, like, it's still kind of keeping a tertiary eye on everybody else. But you seem to be its main concern at the moment.
Okay.
Hey, Keith? Where Mr. Snake Man?
Oh,
Full wizard.
He got away.
Yes, but where did he go? Did he go through a portal that's still there?
No, he used the controller to drop through a portal in the ground, and then it closed. And then I believe you heard it. Did you hear him over the loudspeaker?
Yeah, we heard him over the loudspeaker.
Yeah, you didn't see where he's at or anything. He just kind of vanished. And then he said out over the loudspeaker, like, hey, well... I'm going to give me a chance instead to test this. Here's your chance to get out of here if you want. And he opened the exit, and there's a portal at the end, at where you came in, at the door. You can see a portal there.
Okay.
And, like, I mean, if you listen, like, closely, you swear you can just hear.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I get this reference.
You remember that clue, guys?
I checked down to make sure I have all my fingers.
Look, I'm just saying the reason I'm putting in such a powerhouse performance here is that I want to stick around and fight this guy. So again, if any of you has the ability to get behind this monster and shank it, now's the time.
Yeah, he is distracted. I'm gonna say next up is Miles, and Miles, you at this moment you return to your normal size. And you can see Dewberry and Papa and are, like, off to the side, like, looking like they're ready to fight, but they're watching Batsumi do this one-man performance.
Sorry, I meant...
You know, as you grow to your full size, like, I guess you just hear Batsumi going, "You are a liar!"
You said Willie Harold. You said... But just to be clear, that move is called Essence of Jerry Hannon.
Nice.
Because all of Batsumi's moves are like Kiryu moves. They're all essence of something. Yes.
That's awesome.
This is his Essence of Jerry Hannon distraction technique.
By the power of Baltazar and Mystic Fuzz, I am full size again. It's so great.
And I just pull my wand, and I'm like, well, let's try this one. And I try to use shrink on the blue raptors.
Ooh, that's a good idea. You know what? I'm going to look at something real quick to see how this... I'm very interested, because I'm like, wait, let's see. I would say that'll be to shrink. So to shrink yourself, it was brawn. You're trying to shrink him. Let's call it a... Let's call it a wit magic flip. Okay.
Oh, fantastic. So you just add those together and that's how many cards, right?
Yep, and plus one card if you are healthy.
I am.
That All is right. the one if you're one because you're healthy, Flip.
Yep. So that's seven cards.
Yeah, there you go. Faces and aces are successes. Keep an eye out for the Queen of Hearts.
All right. I've got two successes.
Cool. Flip one more card because the raptor is distracted at the moment.
That's one more success.
Yeah! Three successes. Awesome. Cool. No, so you wave your wand around and having now figured out what you did wrong before, you know, a few vocal, somatic...
make it small!
And the raptor being quite big, but three successes, he begins to shrink before... your eyes. And he's shrinking down and down and down. So, here's what I'm gonna do. So, I'm going to... Where's my freaking pencil? Where's the one thing? Oh, it's in my ear, where it always is when you wonder where it is. Cool. I am gonna cut down his total health. And at this point, Papa, on your turn, he is down to the size of one of the raptors you encountered before. But he still is, like, blue and gooey and has those tentacles, like, swinging around him. And Papa vanished for a moment and said he'd be right back. I forgot. But it was his turn next. Oh, he is back. You just said you're back. Excellent.
I'm back. Hello. Cool. Sorry, took my disappearing act.
Yeah, well, so I don't know if you heard. Miles cast a shrink spell on the blue raptor. And I'm going to do that to cut down his max health. So he is shrinking before your eyes, Papa. And it is your turn now, as the blue raptor is shrinking.
Papa's got a brand new bag. He's going to pull out his 666 shooter and aim it directly at the blue raspberry monster's head.
Yeah. Agility firearms.
Agility firearms. 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. Holy shit. 5. 4 successes.
Whoa. Nice.
Kaboom, fucker.
So yeah, you aim for the head, but you do hit his center mass. As he's shrinking, he lets out a roar, and you can hear it go from, like, deeper to, like, a little bit higher in the middle of the roar. As he lets out a scream. And Dewberry, it's your turn. What is our... what was the name of your planet you're from again?
ICP-313.
Exactly. What is the
what's the
descendant of Detroit up to?
Well, gonna get some of this blue razgoo off me that giant exploding raptor. Just gross. And I'm gonna look around at all my friends and I'm gonna say, good job, guys. Let's see. Batsumi thinks that we should chase after that snake douchebag.
Yeah, wherever he's
going. And I'm not feeling so good, because So I guess I'm going to take my turn to heal up a little bit and get my bearings.
There you go. Intelligence, biology to heal yourself.
All right.
As you start digging in your bag and going through, you know, your adhesive strips.
Intelligence. Where am I?
Yeah, intelligence at the top under your abilities.
Yeah, you would think so, right? But I'm not looking at it. There we go. 1, 2, 3. And what was the other? Intelligence?
Biology is for healing.
Biology.
I know you got that. No extra card because you are not healthy.
I'm sick. 3.
It's injured. You didn't get poisoned, did you?
Yeah. No, you're right.
Did I poison you?
No. I got 1 success.
1 success. That means, do you have a medikit or anything?
Well, I have my Faygo Red Pop that is worth,
You drank one last time, right? To give yourself 1 HP, was it?
No, I didn't. I didn't actually pull it out. I went with the Raptor because I didn't want to waste them. I only have two.
Oh, okay. Well, you got 1 success, which means you will heal 1.
Okay.
You could always drink that in the same time and heal 2 if you'd like.
Yeah, I probably should.
Yeah, or you can use drive or hero points and flip more cards.
I only have 1 drive left, though, from last.
Okay. And you don't have any hero points?
I do, because I have the 1, but I'm going to go with it. I'm just going to drink both of them and heal.
Oh, you just, like, chug them and heal all 3
yeah,
of your health?
Yeah, chug them.
Yeah, that's fine. Maybe you end up somewhere you can get some more.
But I'm going to keep the labels because you never know. And the bottles because I know the fundamental ingredients to Red Pop and I can actually create more if necessary. And I did get some stuff out of this deal.
Oh, yeah. You could totally. Yeah. I would say there would definitely be some sort of like you could make more healing potions, I'll say. Definitely.
Yep.
Since you are the descendant of the Druid of Detroit and the knowledge of it lies with you.
That's right. I know how to make all of the curing potions like Faygo and Verner's.
Nice. So, it's the Raptor's turn.
Boo.
And while he was distracted by your performance for the moment, he was just shot at. So he's going to turn and leap at Papa in a classic Raptor fashion.
Oh, fuck.
So,
Is he still shrinking, Keith, or did he...
He is still shrinking, so his power's going to be down a little bit.
Okay.
But Raptors have a neat ability, and he still has that. So he's still shrinking. It's just every round, it's going to be like he's a little less powerful until he's gone. But until then, he's going to keep fighting, or until you kill him.
Let me know when he's about 2 inches tall.
Hurt.
It's important.
Okay, Matt. You have 1 damage coming at you, Matt. You can dodge.
Oh, shit.
Your dodge would be refilled, just so everyone knows. Those refill after every battle.
The only mastery I have right now is Hail Mary. I'll find the second one in a second.
No. Your skills. What skills do you have it for?
Oh, skills that I have at 4 are perform and lying.
Perform and lying. And yeah, and you have lying mastery, so you can have Hail Mary. And perform mastery, I think you can take Simpatico if you want. Increase your max drive by 2. As long as you can communicate with someone, you can let allies spend your drive.
Okay, yeah, I'll take that.
There you go. So increase your max drive by 2. And if anybody else, as long as you can talk to someone, they can use it. It's like you're a bard.
Wow, I have max drive then. Fantastic.
Yeah, so,
cool.
Yeah, so it's like you're a bard. You've built a bard, Matt. He can dish out drive to people. Yeah, exactly. So someone goes to do something, you sing a few notes, and you go, I've inspired you, take one of my drive and flip an additional card.
Nice.
On an action.
You can sing a hymn. A satanic hymn.
I can.
A space satanic hymn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, what's under telekinesis and telepathy for
Masteries?
Ultimates?
Oh, for Ultimates?
Well, for Ultimates.
Do we never do those?
No, we never decided on what my second ultimate was going to be.
Oh, Overshield, I think, is one you can take. Telekinesis Mastery is Overshield. You can spend drive to increase an ally's dodge in response to an attack. So you can be like, here's 1 point of drive that equals 1 more point of dodge for you. And the other one, that's telekinesis. I don't know if they have a telepathy mastery yet. I don't think there is. Piloting, empathy. Oh, there's two empathy masteries. Nice. I need to make an empathy mastery character. Telepathy mastery. Evermind, you're always considered healthy when taking telepathy actions. You may still take telepathy actions while unconscious, and for two rounds after you've been dead.
Damn.
So I should take that one. Can I take that one? Because we were trying to figure out one for magic. Would that work the same with magic, maybe?
Like, you can use, like, us, like you can flip, like, your magic, like you're considered healthy.
Right.
So if you do a magic action, you still flip the one additional card.
Right.
Sure, yeah, because we did magic in the place of those, right?
Right.
Yeah, so we'll say that. We'll say it's, call it ever magical.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, you can use, you are always healthy when using magic actions, because it's in your head, and you can take, two rounds of magic actions after you're dead as your wizard spirit floats out of your body in the air and can still use a last bit of magic to try to, you know, either stay alive or do something.
Right. Cool. Okay. Awesome.
Nice. So we got that. So, Raptor jumps at Papa. Papa dodges out of the way now that we got that all sorted. And I think next is going to be Batsumi again.
Okay.
It is Batsumi again. As you're doing your performance, and the Raptor suddenly, like, jumps away after... Matt shot at it, but your distraction did work. Not as good as you'd hope, and definitely not as good as that performance was. That should have been way more distracting. This Raptor has no taste.
When it gets back to me, I'm stuck in the middle of a Frank McCourt hole, and I'm almost singing the lines now. I'm like, why are you so obsessed with me? And then I apologize to the audience. And I say, listen, I don't know where that came from. Musical theater is not my strong suit. Mm-hmm. And then I just kind of get lost in it, and I go, you're pathetic, Jerry, okay? You're pathetic. Frank Hamilton is in jail for sex crimes. Then, so what's the story? Is this monster still alive and it still needs to be beaten up?
Oh, yeah, he is shrinking at quite a rate. He'll be even smaller on Miles's next turn, and he did get a bullet shot into him by Papa.
Okay.
So he is bleeding red and blue at the moment.
Okay, what I want to do is I want to run at him as hard as I can.
Uh-huh.
And I want to do an actual baseball slide into his knees.
Yeah!
That'll damage him.
Yeah.
So I guess I use athletics there.
Yeah, you can do brawn athletics. You're doing an athletic move. You're trying to recreate that. Yeah, go for that. It would be brawn melee or brawn athletics.
Okay.
But brawn athletics works perfect.
So that's athletics plus 3. So it's 7.
I think you might have your skills mixed up if you have skills at 3.
No, it's...
Oh, your brawn is 3.
Brawn is 3, yeah.
So oh, okay. And then your athletics is 4.
So, yeah.
Nice. Sorry, I'm confused.
No. Oh, yeah, there we go. 2. Yeah, so I got a jack and an ace, and the rest are numbers.
Nice, 2 successes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, you run headlong at this guy, and you he's shrinking, so you're able to, like, slide, and you kind of, like, hit him in the knees, like, jump up in the air a little bit, hit him in the knees with a... almost like a flying slide, I would guess. Yeah, you slide right into him, and it trips him up, and he falls on the ground. And as you do that, he shrinks a little bit more, and now he's, like, medium dog-sized there. And he's hurting, as he now has bat prints in his kneecap.
I'll be honest with you. Now that he's the size of a dog... I kind of feel bad about hurting him.
Miles, it's your turn.
All right, so let's see. I conjure a great big hand and just smash him on the ground with it.
Okay. Brawn magic. To create a big, forceful hand that's going to... Wait, no. presence magic.
Okay.
Because that's like external.
All right. So. All right. Slap you down. 4 successes.
Nice. Mm. Yeah. So you, I'm gonna say, you just conjure this. What color's your magical energy?
Spectral hand. Like a pale green.
Yeah. So this like pale green hand. Right there, Green Lantern. This pale, like you just reach out with your wand and this. Like tendril comes out of it, and then the end pops out into one of those like flat, like sticky hand looking things.
Exactly, that's what I was exactly kind of going for too.
And it just like, whoop, and it just flattens the raptor, and then the hand like rubber bands back into your wand, and the raptor is a pancake underneath. Sweet. Your hand. And it's at that moment you could hear over the intercom, you hear,
"Yes, very good, very good. That was most excellently done. You did good against one. How about 5?
And he hits a button, and another gate behind the other gate opens up, and there's 5 of them behind that one.
And he's like, "I do advise perhaps running for the portal. Good luck! I'll be watching."
So, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. You guys did really good. So he's like, "All right, let's see how would you do against this Betty."
Whoa.
Yep. Can what I are ask? You doing?
Can I ask?
You could say something as he says that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of different questions. I mean, we're facing death here, and I just want to make sure, because, like, if we get out of this, go out of your way to see the bat version of Blade Runner. It's basically the same movie, except there's about 3 or 4 hardcore sex scenes spread throughout, just to really drive the point home. And there's no ambiguity, should I say, because at the end of it, when, what's his name, Roger Hauer dies, he says, "Damn you, Blade Runner!" And then he explodes.
I prefer the snake version.
Oh, God. The snake version.
Yeah, that's okay. The one that has, like, there's all this dialogue by Snakerd, where he explains everything that's happening the whole time. It's really nice, you know. It helps you really get into the character's inner mind and really know what he's thinking.
I've seen the whole thing takes place under rocks. Okay,
it's terrible. Voiceovers are terrible.
Yeah, it's you know, it's a city, but it's a city made of rocks, and they're under the rocks. It's like being under the heel of a capitalist dystopia.
Why would snakes need a fucking voiceover to hold their hands through a movie when they don't have hands?
I have hands! He holds up his hands.
Yeah, well, you're not much of a snake then, are you?
I'm not a snake, I'm a reptiloid, but I'm a snake type.
As all of you are complaining, Pop is making his way to the portal very casually.
Yeah, like when you started talking, when you were like...
Dewberry is following Papa.
Yeah, when you said I have some questions, he had put animals. Like... He had put, like, the barrier, like, up. Like, when you started talking again, he's like, bzoop, and he hits a button, and the raptors are, like, psh, psh, like, going against a barrier, like, as
Dewberry,
they're, like...
Dewberry, get a sample of that blue goo that we just had there.
Yeah, there is a dead raptor on the ground, if you want to...
I was going to ask you about that, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to say, so you guys are conversing about what the best version of... You provided a better distraction... You're talking with him about the bat version versus the snake version of Blade Runner. As Papa is like inching his way towards the portal, and Milas and Dewberry are looking at the blue raspter specimen. Give me a wit biology flip to like try to get like some of that.
biology.
Because they're like, what if this is blood? Like, which of it is tentacles? Like, and there's, it's like, I'm going to say too, like, it's still like, the spell is still going a little bit, so it's still kind of shrinking.
One success.
Cool. So I'm going to say you get, like, so basically you're like, oh, and you take your empty Faygo bottle.
Yeah. Yep,
and you like,
use my empty Faygo bottle.
Yep, and you're like, you just kind of like scrape it along the ground a little bit as all the stuff, everything's like on a cellular level, it just keeps, it's shrinking down and down. You never stop the spell. But you imagine, you know when like you drink a bottle of soda and there's still like that little bit left at the bottom?
Yep.
You have like just a little bit of it. You have like a little bit, like it might be a mix of like blood and other bits, but like you might have something in there of like the blue Raz.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Are the raptors coming towards us, or are they? How
no,
are they stopped?
The thing
right now?
Is they Sam had stopped them because he was arguing with Batsumi about the different versions of Blade Runner at the moment. So I'm saying while he's talking to them, you guys are able to, you're able to do that. Matt's like halfway to the portal. What do you want to do, Miles? Like, she's collecting a sample. He's distracting him. What are you going to do in this moment? I'll give you an action. If you want to do anything, or if you're like, I'm just heading out of here.
No, I'm just going to levitate myself up into the air and just kind of fly forward just to move, you know, like the wizard, you know, like a wizard.
Yeah, you're just like, whoosh, like fly towards the portal.
Right, and I just move towards the portal.
Yeah, you could. Hey, if you want to move around like that, that's just for shats, you can do that.
Okay.
Cool. So Miles is moving, you're moving. The raptors
fuzzing
like,
away.
So the raptors are like snapping at the screen, and as Sam has you like stuck a thing, and he's like, "Look, the significance of the origami is really, really important. I don't think you understand like what it actually means." And he looks over your shoulder, and he's like, "I think your friends are leaving you behind."
I just yell back, "Esperanto!"
And what would you like to do, John?
Well, first of all, I'd like to regard the Snake Man. And I'd like to say, you are a liar. You're going to tell more lies now, all right? That you think the origami... You've never even seen origami. I've been to the Snake Planet. There isn't a Snake Japan, okay? And I should know, I play the national sport of Bat Japan and Normal Japan. Okay? If there was a Japan on the Snake Planet, I'd have played baseball there and made some poor rat feel really bad about herself. Okay? Because that's what we do. We make towns and we make people cry. And, yeah, so that's what I got to say there. Ultimately, unless you're interested in taking, like, I got a wager I'd like to put to you. I'm kind of curious what's going on in this ship. And, because you may have explained it to me previously, but I kind of forgot about it because I was bored and I was thinking about Blade Runner. But if you wanted to, I'd be willing to wager something for you in a game of Jank'em. You know, like in Alex the Kid. Did you have Alex the Kid on the Snake Planet? Or was the Master System not...
you want to play Rock, Paper, Scissors?
Basically, yeah. Otherwise, I'm up for leaving. Otherwise, I'm bored. I'm really bored. Does anybody want to go back to the... Does anybody want to know why I have a tattoo of a dragon on my back? Because I can tell you that. That's more interesting than what this fucking cunt's going on about right now, am I right?
Yeah, I'm pretty bored too. So, unleash the raptors! And he hits a button, and the thing goes up, and the raptors start running at you. So, you can run for the exit now if you'd like.
Okay.
As everybody's making their way back towards... you can... So now as you're... getting closer. What's playing now? What song should be playing now? You could just you hear like
the party.
What's that?
I said we're going back to the party.
Well, that you see the portal ahead of you, and like I said, you could hear like the din of music kind of coming out of it as you're going along.
I mean, the party doesn't sound so bad right now.
No, but yeah. So you got. Do you want to? So you get up and run for it, John?
Yeah, I'm gonna act like it was my idea to go back to the party, so I use my athletics to try and run past what's his name? Papa Dracula.
Oh, yeah.
And get back to the party first, so...
Yeah, give me agility athletics if you want to try to get back through there first.
Can I try to just put out an arm and clothesline him as he tries to run past me?
Yes. You want to try to, like, trip him up? Give me...
Yeah, I want to, like, put out the foot to try to trip him up.
As you're running, give me a counter with an agility athletics.
All right.
Whoever gets more successes is going to be the winner.
Oh, boy. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so I've got two successes, a king and a queen.
All right, one second. Hearts?
No, queen of diamonds.
Okay. Just making sure.
I have two successes with two burnt drives.
Damn.
What if the gusto don't keep burning drives so I get more than him? One second. Damn it. Oh, no. Oh, thank God. Three successes.
So, yeah, you're running, and as you're running, you kind of, like, stick an arm out at the right moment, and kind of, like, Betsubi's, like, chin, you know, like, he hits your arm, like, it's like, as you're going, you're like, nothing in front of me, nothing in front of me, something in front of me, and then run into it. You stumble a little bit, but since it was a bit of a contest, I'm going to say, like, you're just behind him as Papa jumps through the portal, and then the other three go jumping through the portal. Now you jump through the... Cool. So you guys all jump through the portal, and you're sent, like, it's like this swirling tunnel, and you guys are all falling, and you heard the music, and as you're going, the music gets quieter and quieter and quieter. And
we've been had.
You fall out and thump, 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 thump. Everybody, you guys all land.
Can I cast, because I'm floating, and Betsumi can fly.
Can I just cast? Do you guys want to, you know what? What kind of, give me a reaction as you guys fall out the portal. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, and can I just cast Feather Fall on Papa and Dewberry?
Give me a presence magic to cast the spell around yourself on the three of them. And Betsumi, I'll say as you're falling, you can give me a... agility athletics to catch yourself and start flying.
Okay.
It was just disorienting flying through, like, that thing.
Yeah, I got four successes.
Whoa!
Two kings, a queen, and a jack.
Damn!
And I got one success.
Okay. So you, you're able to kind of slow your descent a little bit. But, I'm gonna say you guys kind of, like, you guys fall, and you crash. And Betsumi, you just, like, you stop yourself right as you come out the portal, and you're just kind of, like, flapping in the air, and you watch the three of them, like, kind of float down a little bit, but not as light as you would like. You guys don't get hurt from the fall because of this. You kind of, fall into some kind of structure. Like, you're like, boom, like, you fall into this, like, not even that big. Like, it was maybe, like, the size of a decent-sized cardboard box, but it was made of wood. And you guys fall and smash into this thing. And you hear a fellow just all of a sudden say, "God damn it, man, what the hell? You busted my half-pipe." And Batsumi, you look around, and all you see are these, like, rocky islands that are floating up in the sky. And all of them have these, and they're all these little buildings and little towers, and you can see all these tiny little wizards walking around and living their day-to-day life and practicing spells, and we'll see where the hell you guys ended up next time on Sidecast Space Kings.
Woo! Papa just goes, "Wait, I know that voice," as the screen cuts out to black.
Oh, nice! All right, guys, so that is the first little adventure for our sidecast Space Kings crew. And as I said, we'll find out next time where you ended up. But something we didn't do at the end of last game, because this is kind of like the actual end of our first session, is number one, guys, reset your drive to its normal full max amount, and also reset your health. You'll be healthy going into the next adventure. You'll be all right. Sweet. I'm letting you be okay for this.
No, I was hearing
you
weird
were okay. Noise. You were okay. Everyone is kind of okay, I think.
I mean, but, as okay as I can be.
Right, you're full on health, I think.
Being
a
space druid from Detroit.
Right, I think that's a great thing to be. So, why wouldn't you be great? So, I, as the host, I'm going to give everybody here a hero point. So erase all your hero points, as well as, sadly, a thing that happens at the end of a session. If you don't spend them, you lose them at the end of the session. So spend your hero points.
Gotcha.
They go away at the end. I know there's a lot of dots there, but according to Kevin Cole in official rules, they go away at the end of the game. Weird. At the end of the session, the hero points. And now I'm going to give all of you a hero point for being awesome, amazing players.
Hurrah.
And now I'm going to give all of you, each one of you, has two hero points to give out to other people at the table for awesome things they did in our adventure. This includes our previous session of part one as well. So we'll start with Mel. You have 2 points, and you can give them out. You know how, like, it's the same way as if you've used inspiration in D&D. You sort of say, like, you can, like, look at, you know, you could just something cool Bob did, something funny John said, something funny Bob said, a cool action they took, good improv they did, just like a moment from these games you thought. It's basically you're giving out 2 points to your hero for this session is the way that it is explained.
Oh, so I have to give them together.
No, you can give one to one person and one to another.
One to the other.
Whatever you want to do. You can give two to one person
if you
want.
Because I definitely would like to give one. Because Malus didn't think twice before jumping through that portal after me, and that's pretty solid.
There you go. That's a hero. Yeah, that's definitely
where
a hero
I come from with such a traumatic backstory. That's not something you find every day.
Mom spaghetti.
Nice. So add another hero point for your sheet there, Bob.
And got it. I think my other one is a combination of Daredevil being called Man-Man. That planet, and suplexing a raptor such that his dick was broken, and we actually all got to hear it.
That's the hardest part of a raptor, as well.
Yeah, people think it's his claw, but it's not.
Yeah. On Who Gives a Crap 12, yeah, the raptors are mighty stiff, as they say.
Nothing more durable than a raptor dick bone, that tells you.
So then John gets another hero point added onto your sheet, John.
You can get, I mean, if there you was can, a... You can get those on the black market. They make really good cudgels.
Truly the best part of that moment is being able to hear it. It's the hardest part of the raptor. So definitely one to Batsumi and one to Malus, I think.
Nice. Cool. Who wants to go next? Matt, you want to go next?
Sure. All right. I think one goes to Malus for the shrinking the blue raspberry raptor, which definitely kept it from eating my ass when it lunged at me. And,
thank you.
This is tough. There's been a lot of good, shall we say, wordplay between the other two characters of it, but I think Bat has to get it for the fucking for the Yakuza tattoo, which he didn't show off not once, but 3 fucking times in one conversation. So I think he has to
get that.
He was
switching his costumes.
Yeah, he sure was. Constantly.
Well, let's just say...
Bulletproof nudity, right?
There's more to come with the backstory of why that tattoo is
the
there.
The backstory?
It's on the back of his uniform, too, so... Is it the same dragon symbol?
The painted dragon.
It's basically the same... that's why he's number dragon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, let's just say, he may have been raised in an orphanage.
Which, you know,
Lord.
Killed by the Bat Mafia, the same mafia that owned the orphanage.
They're called the Bakuza, and who knows?
Tiger Mask?
Maybe, we'll get into it.
It's like a combination of Tiger Mask and...
John, thanks. Now I get to run two different Space Kings games with Mafia influence, but this time it gets to be Japanese rather than Italian, so thank you.
Lovely.
Good Lord.
Keith's getting it. Like, you're really good at this.
Thank you.
A lot of fun.
Thank you.
I'm glad, because it's super cool, and it's something that's, like, it's totally your bag, so it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Nice. So, Matt went... Who's next? Bob, do you want to go next?
Yeah, I can go next. Cool.
Well, you got points.
So, let's see. 2 points. Well, I definitely think that John has to get one just because, again, all of the stuff that he's... It's just the combination of every thing that he does has a story that goes along with it. And makes that moment very entertaining, and in the fact that he wants to have an explanation why things happen all the time, which is hilarious. So definitely John gets one.
Why are you so obsessed with me?
I was just thinking to myself, should we have all just given a point to
irrelevant.
Him?
Irrelevant.
Fujinami. I mean, we all should have just given him all the hero points, honestly, right?
I'm instantly regretting giving it, fueling the ego. Already regretting giving him the point.
It's we've been friends for this long, it's over now.
Keith, you missed the moment there. You could have had the snake scientist go, you've heard of research, okay?
I was waiting for you to say something. I was gonna jump in with it, but thank you for bringing up Blade Runner, because it was on my mind, which is really weird. I was watching reviews of it on, I was watching Red Letter Media's Blade Runner and Blade Runner 2049 reviews again, and today. So thanks for bringing up Blade Runner.
Yeah, I was in the shower 2 days ago, and I just thought it'd be really funny in that game if I somehow managed to figure out a way to say, damn you, Blade Runner!
John is like the king of shower thoughts.
So I worked backwards.
Nice.
Well, I love when you randomly message me your shower thoughts. It's one of my favorite parts of my day. I'll be really sad, and John will message me like, did you ever think about why the Hoover Dam is this color and this thing? I'm just like, no, but thank you.
The other day was one that literally popped into my head when I was trying to sleep, which was, do you think Jeb Bush would have been a more successful politician if he called himself Elio Del George Bush?
That was the one.
Yes. Maybe with the Latin American voters.
Yeah.
Definitely would help there. Bob, did you give out a point? Did you give one out?
I gave out 1 point to John. The other one I think I'm going to give to the space druid, and this is the reason why. Her calmness from the start to finish and just trying to be helpful to everyone and trying to work everything out through it was great. She's like the sort of the normalizing influence on the whole situation, where everybody else is kind of crazy and like my character is very impulsive. She's not. She thinks everything through the whole time, and I think that that has kept us out of, well, probably dying a couple times.
I think she's also a little Gen X-ish. She's very like, yeah, that was great, guys. What was I doing? Like, you're very, like, aloof, but like...
presenting videos on space.
Well, you know, Keith, when you've been abandoned like I have, it's just, you know, got a lot of baggage, okay? It takes a long time for me to get okay with people.
There should be a moment later on in the game, Mel, where you use your scouter to see how many privilege points other men in the game have.
I could totally do that.
Does Dewberry believe in astrology? This is an important question.
Oh boy.
No.
Okay.
No, the universe is huge.
No.
The universe is gigantic. So what? We're only judging who we are based on the stars we can see? You gotta judge it based
space
on the whole universe's position of stars, right?
It's called, I mean, that's only
follow Church of Space Satan over there, then
yeah, if those stars are affecting me, the ones really far away must be too, right? It must be the position of every star in the whole universe is determines who I am. All of the celestial
literally
bodies.
Only the constellations we can see from our fucking planet.
Yeah, only those ones. Only those ones affect who I am.
Those are the ones, though.
Smelling just the those. Burning powder keg right now and smiling really hard.
Only those ones. John, you have 2 hero points to give out. Please go.
Well, I'm going to give mine out for real life reasons.
Oh.
And I'm going to give a hero point each to Bob and to Matt. Because Bob has to go out and work in the real world, and that's got to be tough. And Matt deals with a lot of bullshit. So you're both heroes in my eyes, guys.
Aww.
Yay, I love it.
Aww, that's nice.
And so that's it. That's how it goes, guys. If you like Space Kings and you found it interesting, and you're like, man, I want to get in on that train and maybe try it myself, the best you can do right now is follow Kevin Cole on Twitter, at RealKevinCole. You can also check out Space Kings. I think it's itch.io/SpaceKings. They are also part of their own podcast network, which is called Flypaper. So be sure to check out Flypaper. Also, please do check out Pretend Friends, which was the inspiration behind us doing our own episode, which is the creator, Kevin Cole, running his own game of Space Kings. They're on season 3. It's one of the funniest podcasts there are. They are a huge inspiration to me as a host of this game. I've told him multiple times on Twitter, so he knows. But big ups to you, Kevin, and everybody who is on your team, like Hadley St. Clair, I think, is somebody who works with you, who I've heard on shows. But I sadly don't know the other people well enough who work with you guys. But you're all wonderful, so thank you so much. And thank you to you guys, my players. I can't wait to see where our wacky bunch is going to go and if they'll ever get back to their 10-year college reunion.
Well, maybe it doesn't matter because there's wizards everywhere right now.
I know, it's going to be great. We've fallen right into exactly where you want to fall into, Bob, a wizard dimension.
I got a whole planet to convert.
A whole planet. It's a whole dimension.
Even better.
You know, so it's not even like a planet. It's just kind of like a, well, we'll find out what it is next time on Sidecast Space.
I hope they have fuzz there.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I mean, you can find fuzz anywhere if you're brave enough.
And you better keep that fuzz I gave you safe, you know. He's very sensitive.
He's in my breast pocket, and I didn't get hit yet. I've lost no damage, so I imagine he is safe.
Yeah. hey, Bob, you ever heard of tribbles?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Checks the pocket. Oh, fuck.
See you guys next time!